I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wade from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bregnell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Ethan from Cape Town. And you are listening to Try with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to the next edition of Try with Coach Perry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got our triathlon coach, Rudolf Nordier, with us today. Rudolf, welcome back. Thanks for joining me today.
How's it, Brad? Thanks for having me again.
Rudolf, I'm in serious training. I'm working towards my next Ironman in April in South Africa. And one thing I'm really struggling with is after I've had a pretty tough morning of training is literally keeping my eyes open at the office. Come lunchtime, mid-afternoon, I just want to have a nap. And I think one of the reasons being is because my nutrition after my tough morning sessions is not what it should be. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. I think a lot of it is the fatigue of the training, but also you can alleviate some of that, I think, by sorting out your nutrition early on. Have you got some tips for us? What can we do from a nutrition point of view if we've got a tough morning session planned to make sure that we bounce back and recover as quickly as we can from a nutrition point of view?
Yeah, so also it goes back to preparation for the session even before it starts. So the night before, if you know you're going to have a very hard morning session, then the night before you can have a little bit of extra. I know a lot of triathletes, they watch their waist and they don't want to have too much carbs and too much of this and too much of that. But if you know you're going to have a tough cycle session or track session in the morning, you are allowed to have a little bit more the night, extra ice cream or whatever the case might be, just for that extra fuel that you have in the morning. And then also during the hard session, if you can get some sort of nutrition-wise in, some carbs and a mix of protein in, then that will also be great because in race, when you race on race day, it's hard, but you're also having nutrition in the race day. So again, you're also training your gut to handle the extra fuel that you're putting in. And then straight after the session, as soon as you can, some carbs and protein to aid in muscle recovery. But then I know a lot of people, the mistake that they make is they have one giant, huge meal and then they stop until lunch. So it's better to break it up into two smaller meals, so you have something immediately like a recovery shake or whatever the case might be, and then 30-40 minutes after that, if time allows you that, then to have your normal breakfast, which you would have had, and then that should help to sustain you for longer until lunchtime when you can eat again.
Yeah, isn't that the sort of normal triathlon concern? It's like trying to figure out if you're hungry again or still hungry. And anyone who's training for a big race will know exactly what I'm talking about. The struggle is definitely real. If you're looking for nutrition help, make sure you hop into the forums on coachperry.com. You can chat to our sports nutritionist. If you need training help, you can get help from Rudolf and the rest of our coaches there as well. And if you're looking for training programs, it's the place to go to. The website to get to is coachperry.com/triathlon. That's where you can get all the details. We've got you covered from beginner sprint right through to advanced Ironman training programs. We've got a very active forum as well as training videos and podcasts. So it's all online right now. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can access it. CoachPerry.com/join /triathlon. That's where you can get all the details. And we look forward to catching up with you online. Rudolf, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to chatting again next week.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me. Cheers.